Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Ngali vuka njani mthwakazi kaNdaba olamukela emsakazweni we studio 7 ngomvulo mhla ka 9 kuMpandula 2019 ngoChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, kubulawa esinye njalo isizalwane seZimbabwe kudlakela oluqhamuke izolo ntambama eSouth Africa, kusesatshelwa ukuthi lungaqhubeka lamhlanje.
Bebebaningi ukuthi uma ngabe kukuthi befika endaweni benganqandiwe kungaba mkhulu kakhulu umonakala kade bezowena.
Ingxabangxoza yokuthi owayengumongameli welizwe umnumzana Robert Mugabe uzabekwa ngaphi iqhubekela phambili.
Umgabe mina ngokufa kukaMugabe ngizibuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi ufe amacala akhe engakathenisiswa phezu kokubulala abantu bakithi more than 20,000.
Namhlanje sisungula uhlelo lapho esihlaziya khona udaba lodlakela oluqondiswe kwabokuza olwe-xenophobia. Kambe lungaba lubangelwa kuyini?
Ngicabanga ukuthi mina kunezinto ezimbalwa ezingatholakala lapha. Siyazi ukuthi vele abantu banambile, imisebenzi ayitholakali kalula. Kodwa kubukeka sengathi kukhona isandla sesithathu esingabe singenela kuyo yonke lento.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni we Studio 7. Kulesizalwane seZimbabwe esibhubhileyo eSouth Africa izolo kwalimala ezinye ezinhlanu ngemva kokuqhamuka njalo kodlakela oluqondiswe kwabokuza ngemva komhlangano obubizwe inkosi yamaZulu uMangosuthu Buthelezi ebancenga ukuthi bengachayi lokubulala abantu bokuza. Kodwa ixuku labantu laba elingafika amakhulu ambalwa lisukile emhlanganweni lo lahle laya phakathi edolobheni eJohannesburg kucomplex SG Pass Town emgwaqweni uJule Street. Selisiyahlasela abantu kodwa amapholisa alwisana labo abaxotshanisa. Basuke ngelokuthi bayeza njalo lamhlanje njalo abafuni ukubona umuntu wokuza. Ebusuku babikwa betshise izitolo eMalvin. Sixoxe lesizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala eSouth Africa umnumzana Zenzo Nkomo.
Babu Gandhi, esikubonileyo izolo kucitshe kube nomahluko nesikukade sikubona ngaphambilini. Ekade kwenzeka ngaphambilini manje engaqala lapho ukuthi besibona nje amapholisa ebakhona kodwa ebemancane kakhulu engabi ngamapholisa asesimeni sokuthi afune ukuqeda lokhu kuyabe kwenzeka. Kodwa esikubone izolo sibone amapholisa eseqala ukuqinisa isandla ngoba kade kuhlangene amapholisa ama SAPS ne-GMTT amaphoyisa kamasipala. Sibone kakhulu nje impela bedudulana nabo laba bakade bethehla udlame bekhanya ukuthi baqonde ukuthi bakuchitha-chithe lokho akade kwenzeka. Siyathemba ukuthi mhlawumbe kusiya phambili sizabona umahluko omkhulu kakhulu ngoba nezinkulumo ezivelayo kubaholi abahlukahlukene abazepolitiki nabaholi bamaso bayakhala ukuthi akunqandeke lokho kwenzakalayo.
Bona bebebaningi kakhulu yini bona labo abakade bezohlasela bokuza?
Kade bebaningi babugandi. Ngoba esikuzwe kwenzakala ukuthi kade kunomhlangano akade ubizwe inkosi uButhelezi ehlanganisa amahostel amathathu akheleneyo okuyiGibi hostel, iDenver neGeorge Gogo. Ekade naye ezobhula umlilo. Kuthe kulowo mhlangano abaningi baye bashiya phansi inkulumo kaButhelezi bangena emgaqweni. Kuzakhumbuleka futhi ukuthi uma kwenzeka ngaleyo ndlela leyo kuyabe kuyimashi futhi ekade ingekho emthethweni. Yikho futhi esibona ukuthi mhlawumbe kungabe kube imbangela ukuthi amaphoyisa asiqinise kakhulu isandla. Bebebaningi bona bebebaningi ukuthi uma ngabe kukuthi befika endaweni benganqandiwe ungaba mkhulu kakhulu umonakala kade bezowena.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Zenzo Nkomo isizalane seZimbabwe esihlala eSouth Africa ubekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 eseJohannesburg khona le kwele South Africa. Silokhu sikudaba lunye inkosi yamaZulu uMangosuthu Buthelezi usele ebambe ongaphansi ngemva kokungalalelwa ngabantu iningi elingamaZulu ahlala emahostel lapho abezama khona ukuba khuza ukuthi bengahlaseli lokubulala abantu bokuza. Kesizwe amazwi akhe.
Ngakho ke lokhu kwesibonile lezinsuku ezidlule akumukeleki. Ukuhlaselwa kwabantu bakithi abavela emazweni aseAfrika kwelizwe, ukuphangwa bakithi kwempahla yabo nokushisa kwendawo abahobela kuzo, lokhu kukhombisa inzondo kithi yokubabandlulula. Yobuhlanga kubuzwe esabekayo nembi kakhulu. Isenzo mazulu salolu hlobo singophula amalungelo esintu nokwephula kwemigomo yemthethosisekelo wezwe. Umthethosisekelo wethu mhlawumbe wenzeka kabi ngoba kukhona esikhwameni ngabe bengizawuphatha niwubone. Umthethosisekelo uthi everyone. Okusho umuntu eselapha ngaphakathi basho ukuthi unamalungelo afana nathi yini semsisi umile beni. Ngakho-ke yingakho iy'nsisi zethu seyikhulile kangaka. Lokhu kwenziwa yithi ngesikhathi kwakhiwa isekelo somthetho wezwe, umthetho usekelo ngemva kokungena kwenkululeko.
Lawo ke ngamazwi enkosi yamaZulu uMangosuthu Buthelezi ekhuluma lapho labantu abahlala emahostel iningi labo elicatshangelwa ukuthi ngamaZulu. Abantu laba abalalelanga amazwi enkosi bahle basuka khonapho baya endaweni ezithiyeneyo besiyahlasela abantu. Sikhuluma nje kungani kuthule ngoba besingakezwa ukuthi kukhona ukwenzakalayo. Okwenzakeleyo ebusuku abantu belele bazwe kutshiswa kwezinye indawo. Kodwa ke sizalipha nje okunye esizakuzwa ngokuya kohlelo. Direct from Washington, the voice of America. Sokuqatshwe indizamchina ehlawula amadola azinkulungwane ezimbalwa ngehola linye ukuthi iyethatha isidumbu sikamuyi owayengumongameli welizwe umnumzana Robert Mugabe obhubhele kwele Singapore ngolwesihlanu. Iningi libuthene emzini wakhe kozwimba lapho abanye abacabangela ukuthi yikho azabekwa khona ngoba kuyisifiso sakhe asikhuluma ngensuku zakhe zakugcina. Iqula elikhokhelwa ngumsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Kembo Mohadi elezihlobo labangane likhangelelwe ukusuka ngendizamchina le eqatshiweyo uyathatha isidumbu esikhangelelwe ukufika eZimbabwe ngolwesithathu. Omunye ozahamba lemuli yakomgabe leyakonkosikazi wakhe abakomarufu ngusomabhizimusi umnumzana Wicknell Jivayo. Kubikwa uhulumende ethumele inkokheli yamazwe efuna ukuzovalelisa uMugabe umlayezelo wokuthi ingafika ngolwesihlanu ihle isuke ngomgqibelo ngemva kombuthano uzenzelwa eNational Sports Stadium ngoba kungakavunyelwana ukuthi uzangcwatshwa ngaphi kodwa ngesonto. Sixoxe lowalwa impi yenkululeko unkosikazi Queen Maligwa sambuza ukuthi uzamkhumbula njani umuyi uMugabe.
Umgabe mina ngokufa kukaMugabe ngizibuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi ufe amacala akhe engakathenisiswa phezu kokulala abantu bakithi more than 20,000 engakathonisiswa kube kumele umgaba athonisishe ame emthethwandaba aphendule ukuthi abantu labo bebabulalelani. Ubuqhawe bakhe angubuki lakuhle angabe benzile bonke bubhitshelwa imisebenzi yakhe emibi kangake kuba ngumbulali.
Manje udaba lokubana abekwe ngaphi njengoba imbali yakhe kungani abantu ayisibo bonke abayijabuleleyo, ubona ungani engafakwa e-National Heroes Acre endaweni lapho kufakwa amaqhawe esizwe kuyaba kulungile na?
Umgabe vele i-Heroes Acre anthi ngeyakhe ngiyamasela phela. Ubemele vele lala khona ngale nabanye bakhe, nguye afundisa abantu labo kukulapha. Ukuwona konke kwasuka kuye. Kubuhlungu nje ukuthi abanye abantu abalembali zabo ezinhle njengabomqabu koJoshua balele khona ngale. Kodwa yena vele uvumele lala labo ukuthi babe bethonisana khona ngale nxa ukuthi kunempilo after death.
Alo-ke ngunkosikazi Queen Maligwa owalwa impi yenkululeko ekuviyo lezibra ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Ke sikhangele eziphuthumayo zivela kumaphephandaba lemisakazo etshiyeneyo. Iphephandaba le-Chronicle lithi kulobaba ohlala elokitshini lesizinda otshaye umntwanakhe waze wambulala, wabe sezama ukuzibulala ngokunatha itshefu kodwa wasinda. UJoseph Phiri ubikwa etshaye umntwanakhe owenza u-Form 2 esikolo khona ngabe kobulawayo ngomgqibelo. Umntwanakhe lo uthiwa ngu-Adam. Ucatshangelwa ukuthi ubemphuza ngoba ewonile, wamtshaya ngensimbi waze wafa. Iphephandaba le-Standard lithi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usethembise ukuthi umzukulu kamnumzana Robert Mugabe uMoyi uLeo owabaleka elizweni sesaba ukuhlukuluzwa kulandela ukususwa esihlaleni kukamalumakhe uMugabe engaphenduka elizweni engesabi. Okwamanje ke zulukandaba sengididedela emuva ngilithiya ezandleni zenu lina balaleli bethu. Ye, sesilipha ithuba ngalokho elisithumele kona ku-WhatsApp kunombolo zethu ezithi +1 202 465 0318.
Njani basakaza abahle bomstudio 7? Mina igama nguPaul Ndlovu, umfana wale ufulaphuza ukugodla kwamahlabathelo kumavula kuvaliwe, kodwa ngokuhlala ngilana eGoli eSouth Africa ngokomsebenzi lana ezibuya khona kule xenophobia embi estrong nanamhlanje iqalile abantu bayafa babasakazi. Mina osentizeni ami basakazi, ngizothanda ukukhuluma ngokudlula emhlabeni ngobaba uRobert Mugabe engumongameli waseZimbabwe. Ubaba uMugabe mina ngendlela engicabanga ngayo akazange waba ngumuntu olodumo ngokuduma kahle kahle ngento enhle, umuntu owaduma ngento ezimbi. Kodwa ngithanda ukuthi ngithi ekugcineni uma seyaphuma njengafika eZimbabwe ngathola isinkwa sidayiswa nge-5 bobo dola ngangokuthi yikho nje mina engithi mhlawumbe angakhunjulwa ngakho okwamalanga okugcina uma sezophuma esikhundleni. Ngiyabonga basakazi, ithi ningamoshe isikhathi semo thine ngithi q oshelelelele.
Linjani Studio 7? Linjani Studio 7 abasakazi labalaleli? Ya, mina igama nguStanley Gabadela Ncube. Ngizodingisho nje kancane nje lami umbono wami engiwubonayo. Kulo baba lo abantu ngugawule lo mbe ngecholocholo ngabe kuthiwa kuyayenza Studio 7 lingamkhulumisi lubaba lo dala udlame kakhulu, uzwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu ngendlela akhuluma ngakhona, ngoba zonke inkulumo zakhe azikhuluma vele zizwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu kakhulu kithi umthwakazi yena angazi ukuthi ubuyaphi lo muntu lo ngoba I understand ngecholojo I think ibaba yenza futhi lezano yawina futhi echolojo enalo baba enalo ngokusiya ngami nje ngabe liyamvala ukukhuluma maybe likhulumisa omunye umuntu owezana uPF not yena lo muntu lo lo moyo omubi lo muntu lo indulaye kusazomthola
sibuhlungu siyakhala bakithi lapha eZimbabwe sichaywe liyeze elimnyama ubaba uGabe usichile umuntu ebesimthanda kangaka ngiyabonga
hleli mina igamanga Sibonko Simthunzi ngiseJohannesburg kwele South Africa sibona ke kudlame olwenzakalayo olukhona phakathini kwesizwe se-South Africa labantu ethina esidabuke ngaphandle mina ngokubona kwami enye into esigqugquzela lolu dlame ukuthi lube khona yithi thina abantu bakithi ikakhulu thina bakithi esindebeleni siyafaka ama-audio sifake le mpikitsha lapha ku-WhatsApp sikhuluma sibonisa ukuthi kona hhayi ababuye sibalindile abanye sidingisa sizifokise lezi bhamu ele mense sibabiza ay ngibona ngani into le igqugquzelela udlame bakithi siyacela akukuhle ukuthi sibone abantu bakithi bekubulawana kulisana kangaka mina ngikwami ngiyacela izihlobo zami ukuthi hayi bantu asike sekeleni ukufaka ama audio anjalo ungakona uyithole i audio njalo ungayidluliseli phambili mina yikho engikubonayo ungangcono nje uthi uyidelete kulokuthi uyidlulise phambili ngoba into enjalo ayakhi isizwe akulasizwe sake sakhiwa enduku esintwini vele sithinduko kayelamuzi asike sifundeni sihlalisane kuhle lezinye izizwe yesilapha thina e-South Africa vele kusemzini wenye indoda emzini wenye indoda kungeke ukhale isicathula sami ukhale isicathula sayo kumele siyizwe ukuthi bona bathini sibahloniphe phela nathi ukubuya kwabo namhlanje bebuya lapha eYebo ikakhulu thina esike sixoxe labo enye into ebacasulileyo kakhulu yiyo leyo ukuthi kona bejo lokuthi bethi heyi abantu laba abantu bakamzilikazi sasilisithi ningamadoda kodwa ngendlela esele siphatha ngayo selibone ngani thina singamagwala awuboni into enjalo iyayenza igqugquzelela udlame kakhulu siyacela bakithi asike sibe ngabantu sizibuthe ye ubuhlungu vela kufanelekile ukuthi bekwenze kodwa lathi siziphatheni kuhle sisemzini udubo lwekhaya siyalwazi ngakho siyacela mina ngokwami ngiyacela ngiyabonga hleli kwezindawo
siyabonga labo bonke abasithumele imilayezelo yabo nge-WhatsApp ye njengoba lisazi-ke balaleli ukubana siyasakaza la ku-Facebook okwamanje-ke sisemoyeni sikhuluma kanje sithole imilayezelo yabanye abasibukeleyo kathesi uClemence Mzola Dube uthi morning msakazi hhayi sivukile Clemence unjani wena khona ngapho uJD Junior Dube uthi livuke njani msakazi othandekayo nabantu bonke jikelele kwanzima kakhulu imphefumulo yabantu iyaphela mpela ngelento yezenophobia unomagugu Ntombi Ngwenya uthi livuka njani msakazi lani lonke balaleli aphinde njalo athi mina engikubone izolo e-MTN rank so hayi ngiyesaba bekulabantu ababili abatshonileyo angazi ukuthi bangaphi ye siyasizwa imilayezelo wakho nomagugu Ntombi Ngwenya hayi thina besizwe oyedwa okhulunywe ngamapholisa ukubana utshonile wena usitshela nje ngabanye ababili e-MTN rank uJD Junior Dube uthi uzamile ubaba uButhelezi but azange nje abamhlonipha abamnikezanga lethuba nje lokuthi achaze uKelvin Tindlovu uthi kunomfazi obuleweyo kuBree loClaim Street utshaywe ngesagila ekhanda bekudabukisa kakhulu hayi kunzima kakhulu Kelvin Tindlovu siyabonga ngomlayezelo wakho uMbongeni Sikhali uthi thina ukuthula sekuthola nini esindebeleni pho uKelvin Tindlovu uthi eGoli bekuthule ebusuku udlame luqhubeke eMalvern ebusuku bonke bekusitsha amathaya izitolo nemigwaqo ivaliwe kunzima eMalvern khona le hayi siyathemba liza hlala liqapheleke lingayendaweni ezingani zilodlwangudlwangu lo Usikhumbuzo umlalazi uthi linjani bafo wethu, hayi sikhumbuzo siyaphila. Lingakhohlwa ke usithumela imilayezelo yenu ngeWhatsApp unombolo zethu ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Lingasithumela ke siyazidlala emoyeni. Siyabonga.
Usibalekela umnyama, sibalekela kumnyama,
sibalekela umnyama, sibalekela kumnyama. South Africa uzangabeza ngenduku, besithatha besifakele indlela.
Usibalekela umnyama, sibalekela kumnyama,
sibalekela umnyama, sibalekela kumnyama. South Africa uzangabeza ngenduku, besithatha besifakele indlela. Ithabombeki ngabe siwenzeni na.
Usiwenzeni nambeki, siwenzeni ngqakula,
siwenzeni nambeki, siwenzeni ngqakula. South Africa uzangabeza ngenduku.
Yes, lukandaba lingayizwa ke ingoma yona leyo, ingoma yabanqongobi ethi yona sikwenzeni na. Siyazi ukuthi hayi yahlatshelwa kusalo Mbeki, kodwa hayi siyaba sesisusa ke amagama sifaka ke afana asebenza kulezi nsuku. Sikhuluma ke lapho ngodaba lodlakela olwe xenophobia. Kuhlelo lolu olwalamhlanje sizaba sihlaziya sikhangela ukubana kanti kambe lungaba lubangelwa yini udlakela lolu. Umqalisi ziba wenhlelo zethu ngumnumzana Vusi Moses Banda, umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yezizalwane zamazwe ezwekazi le-Afrika ezihlala eSouth Africa, e-Africa Diaspora Forum, njalo engcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe. Ke sizwe.
Ngicabanga ukuthi mina kunezinto ezimbalwa zingatholakala lapha. Siyazi ukuthi vele abantu balambile, imisebenzi ayitholakali kalula. Kodwa kubukeka sengathi kukhona isandla sesithathu esingabe singenela kuyo yonke le nto, okusukela entweni zepolitiki, okufana nokuthi ukungezwani kumaqembu epolitiki, ikakhulukazi okungaba yikuhlephukana phakathi kwe-ANC kusukisela ku-2017. Okokuqala lokho. Kanti-ke okwesibili, siyazi ukuthi abelungu abajabulanga kahleshe lokho esikubiza nge-white monopoly capital ngenxa yamabhizinisi lawa, amabhizinisi amancane abantu abamnyama asebathathela ibhizinisi, ngoba siyazi ukuthi bakhe i-Sandton Norris Bank ukusukisela ngonyaka ku-2000. Bezitshela ukuthi ibhizinisi lonke lizasuke liye khona lapho, kodwa kusahambanga leyo ndlela ngoba la mabhizinisi amancane asebeyathatha lelo bhizinisi, abantu abasayi ke-Sandton nako-Rose Bank. Akubaphathanga kahle lokho. Kanti-ke sikubonile futhi njalo ukuthi uhulumeni we-ANC lo, especially nalowo khona ngalesi sikhathi, ngesikhathi sokhankaso olokhetho, abelungu abaningi abatshele izimali, ake ngingathi abatshele izimali ngoba baxhase ukhankaso lukamongameli wangalesi sikhathi. Sinesiqiniseko sokuthi ibona manje asebedinga ukuthi bathole imvuno kulokhu abakubekileyo kulolo sizo lwabo. Ngakho mhlawumbe sebefake uhulumeni phansi kwengcindezi yokuthi phela kufuneka ukuthi kukhishwe la mabhizinisi aphazamise amabhizinisi abamakhulu. Kungakho impilo esiyitholi kakhulu igcine ebantwini abemnyama, ingekho kubalungu kumbe kumaChina, ngoba amabhizinisi amakhulu la ayiwona letha iy'mpahla lezi abakhala ngazo. Amabhizinisi abelungu amaChina, kodwa amaChina akekho ozihlupha ngawo kuhlukunyezwa abantu abamnyama. Yiyo le nto esiyibona ukuthi ngempela yiyo into eyinkinga enkulu kakhulu. Kusho ukuthi-ke phezulu kwalokho yilokho kokuqala-ko ukuthi abantu bona phakathi kwe-ANC kukhona okungahambi kahle, esicabanga ukuthi yibo kanye laba ababhebhethekisa laba bantu abalimpi, ngoba le mpi iliwa kakhulukazi ngabantu abangamaZulu abasuke emahostel. Ibona nje abahamba besiya emafulethini bexabana nabantu. Lokho kusitshela ukuthi kukhona okungahambi kahle kuhulumeni.
Kodwa njengoba usitsho wena ukubana kukhanya kungahlaselwa eminye imihlobo engaso abensundu abahlaselana bodwa, kungakubangelwa kuyini khona?
Yilokho engikusho futhi njalo ukuthi ngokubona kwethu sibona lokho ukuthi into eyenzakalayo leyo ukuthi abaqale lento bayazi ukuthi uma bengahlasela abelungu isikhalo sakhona siyoba sikhulu, njalo impendulo abazoyithola kuhulumeni ayingeke ibe yimpendulo nje encanyana, ngoba amaphoyisa angavela abekhona ngesikhashana esincane kushona abantu. Akuyona into kuyabe kungaqali lokho, sikubonile kusenzeka kale ngesikhathi kune Marikana ukuthi lapho abantu abahamba befuna ukuyoteleka besenza umsebenzi ungahambi kahle ezimayini, uhulumeni waphendula ngendlela eyisimange kakhulu, kwaze kwafa abantu abangamashumi phezu kwamashumi amane. Bazi kahle abantu ukuthi uma bangahamba bayodlalela kulaba abalungu abayiwona abaphethe umnotho, kungavele nje kusheshe kubashubela, uhulumeni ngeke abaphathe ngesandla esibuthakathaka. Angaphakamisa nje isandla sakhe impela kushona abantu abaningi, kungakho bengeke nje badlalile khona laba bantu abenzanento.
Uyatshona ukubana ngesikhathi sokhetho ikhona enye inkokheli eyayingani iyakhuthaza ukuthi kuzenziwa khona lokho okwenziwayo kathesi, kungakutshengisani lo?
Ukusukisela ngesikhathi sokhetho baningi abezepolitiki abaholi abakhuluma inkulumo ezimbi kakhulu ezibhebhedekisa le nto esihleli kuyo esibhekane nayo ngalesikhathi. Akuphelelanga lapho ngesikhathi sokhetho, khona bekuyinkulumo ejwayele ukutholakala kwiqembu eliphikisayo le-DA, kodwa sibona ukuthi ngalesikhathi esidlule kuso nohulumeni imbali o-ANC uye wakhupha inkulumo ezimbalwa ezingahambisani kahle nobukhona babantu bangaphandle lapha ezweni. Sithole nomongameli ngesikhathi esithile naye ekhuluma ekhalaza kakhulu ngabantu bokuza. Indlela uhulumeni akhulume ngayo iyakhuthaza abantu ukuthi balise abantu bangaphandle, ngoba uhulumeni kunezinto asuke ehlile ukuzenza, uthi uma esehlile ukwenza lezo zinto abesela shela icala ebantwini bokuza ukuthi yibona benza ukuthi kube nobugebengu, kube nezidakamizwa, kanti kube nengcindezi kwimisebenzi kahulumeni efana neyibhedlele neyikolo, kusho ukuthi akwanelisi abantu ngenxa yokuthi kuthathwa ngabantu bokuza. Yilezo nkulumo lezo ezibhebhethekisa lesi simo esihleli kuzo, kanti lezo nkulumo ukuba khona ukuthi ziphume kubani? Ziphume kuhulumeni. Kanti njengoba usasho ukuthi umongameli ezike samthole ekhuthaza, asimtholanga ekhuthaza ngokumangazayo umongameli. Inkulumo yakhe isiphathe kabi kakhulu ngoba ibingaphethe lutho olutheni ikakhulu ebantwini bokuza, ngoba akakaze nje azasho ukuthi le nqushunqushu leyi nokuxabana kwabantu kuhlaselwa abantu bokuza. Ukhulume nje ngokubulawa kwabesifazane nabesimame, kodwa uma esebuya kulo msindo khona akazange achaze ukuthi uwani, kanti futhi izibalo azikhuphileyo uye wasazisa ukuthi abantu ekade sebeshonile balishumi, kulaba balishumi uye wathi yena ababili kuphela yibo abantu bokuza. Leyo nkulumo leyo isiphathe kabi kakhulu ngoba makuyukuthi abantu ababili kuphela abantu bokuza bashonileyo, inkulumo leyo ichaza ukuthi abantu abahlaselwayo ngabantu bala eSouth Africa. Ngokunjalo kusho ukuthi abantu beSouth Africa kufanele kudinge ukuthi bacasuke kakhulu uma bebona ukuthi bayabulawa bazivikele. Akufika kusume kodwa inkulumo leyo uma usuyicubungula ivele ichaza leso simo.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Vusumuzi Sibanda, ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe njalo engumgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yezizalwane zamazwe ezwekazi le-Afrika ezihlala iSouth Africa, iye-Africa Diaspora Forum. Kusasa siyaqhubeka lohlelo lolu silomnumzana Zenzonkomo, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe, sihlaziya ke ukubana kanti vele kungani izenophobia le iqondiswa ebantwini abamnyama kuphela abelungu bona bengahlaselwa?
Usibalekela umnyama, sibalekela kumnyama,
sibalekela umnyama, sibalekela kumnyama, South Africa uhlangabeza ngenduku, besithatha besifake lindlela,
Siwenzeni nambeki, siwenzeni ngqakula,
South Africa uhlangabeza ngenduku, besithatha besifake lindlela,
Siwenzeni nambeki, siwenzeni ngqakula,
South Africa uhlangabeza ngenduku, besithatha besifake lindlela,
Asonanga muntu, asibulalanga muntu,
South Africa uhlangabeza ngenduku,
besithatha besifaka elindela, Ramaphosa sikwenzeni kanti? Silugqiba ke uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje, kodwa singakehlukani ke sikhangele inhloko zendaba. Kubulawa esinye njalo isizalane seZimbabwe kudlakela oluqhamuke njalo izolo iSouth Africa olesetshelwa ukuthi lungaqhubeka lamhlanje. ingqabanqoza yokuthi owayengumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe uzabekhwa ngapi iqhubekela phambili. Selugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje. Igama nguChris Gande, asidibaneni njalo kusasa sikhathi sinye.